All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves. Up first, we got They Love Each Other from Boston, June 25th, 2023. Enjoy.
They love each other.
All right, so that was They Love Each Other from Fenway Park just about a week ago. Den & Company's been killing that song this tour. They've been playing it recently in what they call 73 style, which is what you just heard. And it's much more upbeat than the normal, I guess, versions of They Love Each Other that you might be accustomed to hearing. And I think it was a great, great decision by them to start playing that. But yeah, so the reason I've been gone the past couple weeks is because of summer tour. I started off in Saratoga on the 17th, saw two nights there, and then that happened to be a Monday driving back from Albany, so wasn't able to make the show then, unfortunately. And then last week we had Fenway on Saturday and Sunday, and getting up that Monday to do the show just didn't seem all that viable. So here we are, and yeah, we'll be back regularly from now on. Oh my god, my headphones are not working at the moment. Whatever. We'll deal with it. So yeah, we're just going to do a little recap of some of the better things that I saw this tour. I saw They Love Each Other twice, once at SPAC, once at Fenway, and both times were excellent. Just used the one from Fenway because it was a little bit shorter. And yeah, we're just going to keep it going. Up next, got something from SPAC. This was probably the highest on my list of things I wanted to see live. And so I was understandably pretty excited when I heard it start. This is a bit of a long one because it's technically three songs, but, you know, they're played together, so whatever. I've played it on the show before. This is Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower from SPAC on June 18th. Yeah. They also did a Help on the Way, Slipknot, but into Fire on the Mountain at Fenway, which is pretty cool, but I think this one would be a little bit better. So we're going to stick with that, and hope you enjoy. Thank you.
one more day.
So that was Franklin's Tower from SPAC a couple weeks ago. Really fun couple of shows. They were playing out of their minds on Sunday in particular. Saturday was great too, don't get me wrong. Just SPAC, it is such a cool venue. For those of you who don't know, it's in the middle of the woods, basically, in Saratoga. And it's this kind of open amphitheater where there's a pavilion inside with seating, and then there's a huge lawn that kind of takes up the whole rest of the space. And so we were sitting on lawn. We had pretty decent spots both nights. Sunday night was much better because we had chairs and we got in much earlier. But they oversold the venue. There's about 5,000 seats inside, and they can supposedly accommodate about 20,000 people in the rest of the pavilion, counting the lawn. There had to be more than 25,000 people there. It was mobbed. For reference, the first day, Cheese and I got in line at about, doors opened at 5, we were in line at 4:30, we got in over an hour and a half, that's how long it took us to get inside, because nobody at SPAC was guiding traffic. There was apparently other entrances to get into the amphitheater. We had no idea where there were. There was no staff out trying to get people moving, and on top of that, you had a bunch of people who brought chairs and stuff. So that slowed down security. You had people trying to butt in line. It was a whole thing. Not fun. Super, super cool venue. Worth the headache to see this band there because the sound was great and they were on fire. And I'm happy I went. But my God, they mismanaged this concert so, so much. Second day, we didn't play nice. We just butt in. Second the doors opened, I just ran up to the front. Cut through security. Boom. We were in. Got chairs. Sat. And it was excellent. Also, SPAC definitely had the biggest surprise of the tour for me, which is what we're gonna play next. I was familiar with this song going into the show, but like barely. I don't even think I have a copy of it on like my kind of master Grateful Dead playlist that has a bunch of different live versions of all the songs. But this one absolutely blew the roof off the place. Everybody was having fun, and it was. It's probably the song that I've come back to listen to most after this tour, which is really shocking considering the caliber of stuff that I saw over these four shows. But this is Throwing Stones from SPAC. Same show after they went into Drum Space after Franklin's. Death Don't Have No Mercy after that. Some spun guy stepped on our posters in the middle of Death Don't Have No Mercy. And then they went into Throwing Stones. And this is it. So I hope you enjoy.
We are on our own. place to take the blame. We will leave this place an empty stone, a shining ball of blue. We can call our home. Shake the bones, politician throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes, all down singing.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Don't have time for the Willie Nelson ad, so yeah, adopt a dog. Got one more song left, about 10 minutes left in the show. So I just want to briefly touch on Fenway, because it was a special experience. Seeing concerts there is kind of a mixed bag, so the sound is kind of terrible. But they can cram a lot of people in there, and it is, admittedly, just really cool to be standing in the outfield of Fenway, like, going up and touching the monster and stuff like that. I didn't play anything from night one of Fenway, because it was all, like, super spacey jams, really kind of stretching things out, which I personally really enjoy. I can understand why it wasn't some people's cup of tea, but I loved it. Sunday night, incredible. Absolutely perfect. Out of everything that I could have played from Sunday that I didn't play, the Althea was excellent. So was the Standing on the Moon, which was really special and something that I didn't think I would ever hear. And seeing it under near full moon was really, really special. So we're going to play the last song from the second set of Fenway. No encore. I heard the wait. So I'm winning in that category. Ripple was excellent too. But this was kind of another huge one that if I didn't hear, I would have been very upset. This is Not Fade Away from Fenway Park on June 25th, 2023. And then I'll leave you guys after this. And I think we're going to take a little break from Grateful Dead, Dead & Company stuff over the next couple weeks. I'm going to explore some other stuff to play. But thanks for tuning in and enjoy Not Fade Away. And Cheese and Johnny, if you're still listening, have fun at Boulder tonight. Never miss a Monday show. So, yeah, this is Not Fade Away from Fenway. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is Harrison. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Stranger Waves, and I'll see you guys next week, same time.
A estranha mania de ter